Right now, let's see if we can help Kim, who's in California. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Tell us what's going on in your sunroom there.
Well, I have a sunroom that isn't put on in my backyard back in about 1993, 94. And the bottom panels are rotting out. And I can't get anybody to want to take care of that because they believe that because it was all riveted together, they have to take the rivets out to replace the panels. And they believe it'll cause more damage. And so they basically told me there's no way to repair it. You just have to get a new sunroom. So my question is there a way to repair it without replacing the entire sunroom?
Kim, is this damage on the outside or the inside?
Outside. You can look at it, and water is buckling it, and it's starting to get mold, and just it's just deteriorating.
And is it? I mean, is it? What type of material was used for the sunroom? I mean, is it? It's obviously not aluminum or vinyl. It's some type of wood, I assume.
I think it's more of a composite,
yeah.
Not wood, but more of a composite. And then it has like a texture to it that can be painted.
Okay.
But now that is deteriorating and water is getting in there and damaging it. So they basically need to be removed and repaired. And I can't get anyone to do that.
You know, it's a little, you just have to get someone that's used to doing, you know, remove and replace type of carpentry work, you know, remodeling contractor. I'm really surprised because that's really not a hard thing. You know, you have the aluminum pop rivets that you can use a drill bit just to drill those out, pull them out with a needle nose pliers, and then basically replace those panels the same kind of material. So I certainly don't think, unless you really have a severe situation there, you don't need to replace everything. But just like always on any kind of water damage scenario, you're basically just removing what's damaged and replacing. Now, finding the exact same material or a better material is what you're looking for. There's a lot of stuff out there with fiber cement siding that you can use, different types of aluminum and vinyl products that are available. So there's a lot of different ways to go. But more than anything, if it needs to be painted, it needs to be painted right with primer and two coats of acrylic latex with all of the caulking and sealing that's necessary. But I think you're probably going to be in pretty good shape. And don't get frustrated with not finding the right person. I would suggest you find your local home builders association. They always have a remodelers council is what they call it. And then their remodeling members do this kind of thing all the time. So I would give them a try to see if you would be able to get somebody that would be more than happy to take care of it for you.
Yeah, I've had about four different handyman folks come out, and I've had people who build sunrooms come out, and I literally have had, I'd say, 10 people.
Golly.
And they all tell me the same thing. They go, oh, we don't, because I think because above the paneling is the glass.
Yeah.
And they're afraid that if they pop the rivets, the whole thing comes tumbling down. And the other pieces, the one guy said, hey, I wouldn't touch this because if I pop those rivets and create more damage, then I'm liable for the more damage.
Yeah.
And that's what they don't want to do.
Well, they must have a lot of work going on out there for them not to want to pursue that. They get that picky with the projects they take on. But that really confuses me that unless there's just something there that I'm not aware of in terms of one thing leading to the other. But most people, you know, that have that knowledge of it know how to take it in stages and prevent that from being a problem.
Yeah, I was hoping.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry we don't have the magic answer on that one, but there's somebody out there that can fix it. It should not be that major of a problem. So give number 11 a call and see if that's the magic one.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, Kim, thanks so much for being with us. Joe, isn't that something? Maybe there is a scenario where you take the bottom section out. But even though whatever it takes to repair it, to me, it's like, you got to repair it.
Right.
You can't just leave it that way. And you can't tell someone, oh, you got to remove everything that's here and replace it completely. So I think she just probably, as frustrating as it may be, is continue looking for someone else that will take it on.
Yeah. If you call two or three people and you can't get anyone to help you, it's pretty frustrating. And Kim's called 10 or 11. And, you know, that's just beyond frustration. But you're right. You just have to get the one person who is willing to take on the job.
Exactly.